Welcome back. Today we're talking about accessibility agents, a living catalog of specialized AI assistants for accessibility and GitHub workflow tasks.
So these are not just general chatbots with a friendly name. They are meant to help with specific work, like reviewing a pull request, checking a page for accessibility issues, or drafting a better issue template.
Exactly. They extend GitHub Copilot with domain knowledge. Instead of asking a broad assistant to help with everything, you call an agent that has instructions, responsibilities, and guardrails for one kind of task.
And the catalog keeps growing, right? The current snapshot names 55 agents, but learners should treat that as a moment in time, not a ceiling.
Right? The important shape is three teams across five platforms. Accessibility agents cover web, document, and mobile auditing. GitHub workflow agents help with issues, pull requests, analytics, and templates. Developer tools agents support Python, desktop apps, CI checks, and custom tooling.
That already sounds powerful, but also a little risky. If an agent sounds confident, I can imagine people accepting its answer too quickly.
Before using any agent, check the basics. You need Git, VS Code, a GitHub account, Copilot working in VS Code, and a repository that either already has a GitHub/agents folder or can receive custom agent files.
And Copilot free is enough for this workshop, as long as the built-in Copilot features are enabled and working.
Yes, then comes the deeper prerequisite, manual skill. If you have not read issues by hand, an issue tracking agent will not help you judge issue summaries. If you have not reviewed a diff, a pull request review agent can sound useful while missing something important.
So the agent is a multiplier. It can speed up a skill I have practiced, but it should not replace learning the skill.
Exactly. If you want to use a template builder, you should have designed and tested a template manually. If you want at Web Accessibility Wizard or at Contrast Master, you should understand the relevant WCAG checks and have tried manual testing. If you want a Python or WX Python agent, you should know enough code and keyboard testing to spot bad advice.
I like the self-check. Could I do this task manually right now? If the honest answer is no, pause and learn that workflow first.
That self-check is especially important for blind and low vision contributors. The agent may summarize a screen, a diff, or a document, but you still need a way to confirm what changed, what evidence exists, and whether the result is accessible.
Challenge 15 is where this becomes hands-on. It is a browse-first challenge, not a requirement to fork the accessibility agent's repository.
Yes, you start by exploring the living catalog on GitHub, and matching agents to work you already practiced on day one. The beginner-friendly starting set is at Daily Briefing, at Issue Tracker, and at PR Review because those connect to repository awareness, issues, and pull request review.
Then learners post evidence in their assigned Challenge 15 issue, right? Something like, here are three agents, and here is the manual skill that makes me ready to try each one.
Exactly. Then you validate one agent. You run it carefully, read the output, compare it to what you expected, and write down whether it was accurate, incomplete, or questionable.
And the third part is reading the agent itself. Not just using the magic box, but opening the instruction file and asking what it is actually allowed to do.
Yes, look for its purpose, capabilities, domain knowledge, responsibilities, response guidelines, and limits. The optional extension path is contribution-oriented. Improve an existing agent or propose a new one with a clear accessibility purpose.
Completing Challenge 15 matters because it unlocks Challenge 16, the Capstone Project, plus bonus challenges A through E. Those bonuses are a structured path, not spare time extras.
And do not skip the feedback task. The workshop asks for feedback because these agents, challenges, and examples are evolving with learner experience. To run agents locally, you usually work in VS Code with Copilot chat open. The common shortcut is Control plus Alt plus I, but if that conflicts with your setup, use the command palette and run chat, open chat.
What does invoking an agent sound like in practice?
In Copilot chat, you mention the agent by name and give it a small task. For example, at Daily Briefing Morning Briefing, or at Issue Tracker find open issues labeled Good First Issue in Accessibility Agents, or at PR Review show open pull requests in Accessibility Agents.
Small task first, that feels easier to verify than asking for a giant report.
Exactly. Agents are discovered through files in your repository, commonly under GitHub/agents and through related GitHub configuration. Some setups include a quick install command with one version for Mac OS or Linux shells and another for Windows PowerShell.
And if the repository carries the agent files, the behavior can travel with the repo. A teammate or contributor can open the project and get the same custom instructions.
Right, you can also personalize your instance with a preferences file. GitHub username, repositories you work on most, preferred output format, and notification priority. That helps agents produce output that fits your workflow instead of a generic response.
On GitHub.com, there are browser-native Copilot features too. PR summaries, PR review help, Copilot and issues, GitHub models as an AI playground, and release notes drafted from changes.
Yes, and VS Code 1.120 adds the agents window as a preview feature in Stable. It does not replace custom accessibility agents. It gives you one place to manage sessions, changed files, customizations, and validation tasks across projects.
Let us zoom out to the ecosystem. You said three teams, and I want to understand how they relate.
Team 1 is accessibility, with agents for web, document, and mobile work. That includes page audits, contrast checks, keyboard navigation, Word, Excel, PDF, EPUB, and remediation support.
So that team is closest to accessibility testing and repair.
Yes, Team 2 is GitHub workflow. Those agents help with daily briefings, issue tracking, pull request review, analytics, accessibility change monitoring, and template building.
And Team 3 is developer tools, which sounds like the bridge into code and automation.
Exactly. That team includes Python and desktop development support, CI accessibility checks, Playwright scanning, and custom tool workflows. Around the agents, there is a supporting ecosystem, slash commands, prompts, hooks in tools like Claude Code, configuration files, and examples for contributors.
That is also where the roadmap matters. Learners are not only consumers here, they can help shape what gets built next.
Yes, a useful contribution might be a clearer instruction, a new workflow example, a bug report about a misleading response, or a new agent proposal for an uncovered accessibility workflow. The five platforms give you choices. Most learners should start with GitHub Copilot in VS Code because it is already part of the workshop flow and works well with files, chat, and repository context.
But the catalog is not limited to VS Code.
Right, Claude Code can be useful for faster command line iteration and hook-based enforcement. Gemini CLI can be a free or low-cost command line path for some accessibility checks. Claude Desktop can work well for long planning sessions. Codex CLI is another command line option for agentic coding workflows.
How should someone choose without getting overwhelmed?
Start from your strongest environment. If you use VS Code every day, use the VS Code path. If you prefer the command line, use a CLI path. If you want both, let VS Code handle editing and review while a command line tool helps with repeatable checks.
And accessibility of the platform matters. Screen reader behavior, Zoom support, keyboard focus, and how chat output is exposed are all part of the choice.
Yes, try the same small task on more than one platform only after you understand the task. Then compare whether the result is easier to navigate, easier to copy, and easier to verify.
The slash commands are the part I can imagine using every day. They sound like shortcuts for common prompts.
That is the idea. The catalog includes 54 plus slash commands organized by workflow. A slash command is a named prompt, like slash my issues or slash review PR, that gives the assistant a focused job without making you retype the whole instruction every time.
Which ones should learners try first?
Start with slash my issues to find your work, slash review PR to structure a pull request review, slash triage to sort issues, slash daily briefing to get a morning overview, and slash accessibility update to summarize accessibility relevant changes.
And reading a command definition is part of the learning, not just running it.
Yes, open the command file and look for what it asks the assistant to gather, how it should format the answer, and what behavior it promises. For slash accessibility update, for example, you would expect it to focus on accessibility changes, risks, and follow-up actions rather than a generic project summary. If a learner asks which agents are worth trying first, I would pick a small, high-impact set. At daily briefing gives a morning view of issues opened in the last day, PRs awaiting review, CI failures, security alerts, and community activity.
That is useful because it turns scattered repository activity into one checklist I can review at my own pace.
An issue tracker is good for finding open issues, especially labels like good first issue, and it can help draft replies. At PR review can summarize a pull request, identify risk areas, map changed files, suggest inline comments, and recommend whether minor changes are needed.
What about accessibility-specific monitoring?
An Insider's accessibility tracker watches recent changes for accessibility signals. It might flag a heading hierarchy skip, non-descriptive link text, or a positive change like an area label being added. At Template Builder helps create issue templates interactively, which connects back to the template design work from earlier.
And at Analytics can show team trends, active contributors, files that change a lot, and review turnaround time. That is less about one issue and more about how the project is moving.
Exactly. The safest habit is to ask for sources and concrete locations. Issue numbers, PR numbers, file names, line ranges, or links. Then check those locations yourself before acting.
What about building or improving an agent? That sounds like bonus challenge territory.
Yes, bonus challenge is about improving an existing agent with a clear accessibility purpose. A custom agent usually lives in an agent.md style file with front matter at the top and instructions below it.
Front matter is the little metadata block, right? The part that tells the system the agent name, description, tools, or permissions.
Right, then the body explains purpose, capabilities, domain knowledge, responsibilities, and response guidelines. Informational agents should stay read-only when they only need to summarize or inspect. Task-oriented agents may need file editing, shell execution, or GitHub API access, so their guardrails must be stronger.
I want the agent to know when to stop and ask.
That is the tiered decision pattern. Low-risk actions can be suggested directly. Medium-risk actions should be explained with options. High-risk actions, like changing files, running commands, or opening a PR, should ask for confirmation and leave a clear review path.
The template builder exercises fit here too. Generate a template, extend the agent for a project, then refine the result through feedback.
Yes, and the pre-built guided workflows give models to study, an accessibility bug report template and a security vulnerability template. You are learning how an agent gathers details, produces a useful file, and invites human review. The most powerful workflows chain agents together. One agent can triage issues, another can inspect accessibility risk, another can draft a template or review a PR, and an orchestrator can coordinate the handoff.
Orchestrator agents are the ones like at Nexus, at Accessibility Lead, and at Web Accessibility Wizard.
Yes, at Nexus can help route work across the ecosystem. At Accessibility Lead can keep the accessibility mission and guardrails visible. At Web Accessibility Wizard can coordinate web audit tasks across checks like headings, keyboard flow, contrast, and area usage.
Give me a real contribution example.
You might use /triage to find an accessibility issue. Ask at Insider's Accessibility Tracker what changed recently. Ask at Web Accessibility Wizard for likely test areas. Make a small documentation or code improvement. Then ask at PR Review to help prepare a review-ready summary. The human still decides what is true, what should be changed, and whether the evidence is strong enough.
That connects directly to Challenge 16, the Capstone Project. The contribution can be to accessibility agents, Glow, or another meaningful repository.
Yes, Challenge 16 is about choosing a meaningful repository, defining a mission, writing responsibilities and guardrails, and preparing a review-ready contribution. A review-ready draft or a well-supported contribution plan can be valid evidence of completion.
Where do GitHub Desktop, GitHub CLI, and Copilot CLI fit into all this?
GitHub Desktop is useful if you want a visual app for cloning, branching, committing, and pushing. GitHub CLI, the GH command, is useful for signing in, listing issues, checking PRs, viewing workflow runs, and opening links from the terminal.
And GH Copilot can explain a command, suggest a command, or help write a shell script. That is handy when the terminal is the fastest path, but the syntax is hard to remember.
Exactly, just keep the same verification habit. If Copilot suggests a command, read it before running it, especially if it edits files, deletes anything, changes permissions, or posts to GitHub.
Troubleshooting is pretty practical too. If an agent is not found, check the file location, the agent name, the repository workspace, and whether Copilot or the agent's window has refreshed.
If the agent gives incorrect output, narrow the prompt, provide the repository or file context, ask for sources, and compare the answer to GitHub itself. If a slash command does not work, check the command name, whether the command file is present, and whether your platform supports that command style.
And for going deeper, Appendix V lists the full slash command catalog, while episode 39 walks through every agent in more detail.
Exactly. For now, keep the workflow grounded. Choose an agent that matches a skill you have, run a small task, verify the output, and only then use it in a contribution.